Radio Network.
It's hard to believe. It's hard for people to deal with it, but we're going into an American union. And they're starting with the North American Union, Canada, the United States, Mexico. These giant corridors for telecommunications, cables, trains, 10 lanes of cars. All of this will be an international corridor under international law, and all of our trade will basically be focused through these corridors, and we will be taxed with transponders in our cars to pay for our own destruction. A private interest through our governments are setting up a regional government that then bypass all of our laws. It's all happening right now. It doesn't matter if 97% of Texans in polls are against all of this, even when they know a small part of the plan. Rick Perry and the rest of them are still going forward with it. Bob Daisy is one of the best researchers on this subject. He knows a lot more than even Jerome Corsi, who kind of came late to the party but did get a lot of attention when he reported on it, so I commend him. Bob, run down who the globalists are, what the New World Order is, and then what these unions mean and why roads are so important to controlling economies and civilizations.
Well, Alex, it sounds so camp, so old. You know, who are the globalists? The globalists are the international bankers, the super rich, the elite. In the United States, they're best exemplified by people like David Rockefeller. You have three basic organizations. You've got the Bilderberg Group, which is the super high group, mostly Europeans and Americans that run everything. You've got the Council on Foreign Relations here in the United States, based in New York, which is about 4,000 members of the most elite people in business, in banking, in government, in education. They are everywhere. I have learned over my years to smell a CFR rat instantly. You know, if he's a president of a major university, if he's the CEO of a big corporation, look it up. He's probably CFR. And also they got the legal community too. So you've got this group of people. They're taking orders from a higher group of people, which is the international bankers, the guys that send everybody the money. And it sounds so Orwellian. It doesn't sound real. But the fact of the matter, it is real. And they manipulate everything from behind the scenes. The CFR has 500 or 600 members of that organization in the United States government at the highest levels. It's hard to find one who isn't. Of course, President Bush isn't, because I think you generally have to be pretty smart to be in the CFR. But the people that he surrounds himself with are.
But his father was one of the chairmen of it. And let's not forget, Edward Rockefeller just wrote a book 2 years ago, his autobiography, and in it he says, people have accused me of wanting global government and taking people's, you know, national sovereignty away, and if that's the charge, you know, guilty is charged.
So what he actually says, Alex, it's in a book he wrote in 2002 called Memoirs, David Rockefeller's own book, on page 405. I will quote it: some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interest of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that is a charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. Now, that's right out of David Rockefeller's own mouth, so why don't they go arrest him for treason?
We have Strobe Talbott, when he was one of the editors at Newsweek, right before he joined Clinton back in 93, saying that we're going to get rid of national sovereignty. It wasn't such a good idea. After all, in the near future, we're going to abolish this country.
Yeah, was that the end run around national sovereignty will be more effective than the old-fashioned frontal assault? Was that him or was that somebody else?
Well, he's got a lot of quotes.
Yeah, there was a bunch of them. I mean, they are actively and have been doing this for decades, seeking to destroy the national sovereignty of the United States of America and merge us into this one-world government, which will be totalitarian in nature, and they want to use the UN structure as their framework or enforcer to get this done.
Let's break down Agenda 21, regional governments, how they set these up and then move the authority away from the elected bodies to themselves and then pay off Congress and state governments to cede that authority, which is totally unconstitutional, and then let's get into the American Union.
Well, you know, Agenda 21 is what? That's pretty old now. And they were trying to do what? I don't even remember. Dallas, tell me, because I don't remember.
Well, it's a whole raft of things, but it gets into the regional governments.
Dissolving the borders was part of it. I remember they were talking about a 20-mile fuzzy area between the United States and Mexico at that time. And now they're just talking about obliterating the borders altogether. You've got the thing that I'm getting some weird feedback in here.
Yeah, that happens every once in a while. We'll.
There it goes. It's gone.
Are we good now, network?
Yeah. Okay. You've got the way they're doing.
Let me just ask you, Genesis. Are we good? Okay, good. Keep rolling.
Okay, the way they're doing this to fake everybody out. I mean, this is a global project, and the way they fake everybody out is they convince the locals that everything going on is local, and they don't connect the dots. Well, if you've read their playbook, like you have, like I have, it's very easy to connect the dots. That's why back a few years ago, when they started this tolling nonsense in Austin, where I'm from, where you're from, I immediately knew that it was to implement the FTAA, the Free Trade Area of the Americas. They're trying to trick everybody into paying for their own destruction.
And then, sure enough, you went out and found their own documents, and then, sure enough, it was the globalist.
Yeah, I mean, it's there in your face. Last year, the New American sent me to Waco to cover the Free Trade in the Americas conference, which was a follow-up to the conference that Bush had with the President of Mexico and the Prime Minister of Canada, again at Baylor. So they set up that SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Well, in October, they had another meeting, and I went up there to cover it. And I'm sitting there in the room with all the high and mighty hoity-toity people having their sit-down catered dinner, and I'm listening to the former head of the WTO, Dr. Supachai Panchapakti, sit there and just tell everybody, listen, you need to have infrastructure to link the areas, the trade areas, so that everyone can participate. The man, right out of his mouth, he was 20 feet away from me. I had my tape recorder going. So you say, oh, so you need the infrastructure to link the areas of the trade together to make it work. Well, what do you think all this is? That's the Trans-Texas Corridor, which is a subset of the NASCO Corridor, which is a subset of this gigantic NAFTA superhighway that's going to go all the way up to Canada, all the way down to Mexico, and eventually into Central America and into South America. I mean, you read the playbook, it's not hard to see what they're doing. But they've been trying to fake everybody out by non-disclosure because they control the press, but they don't control us.
In fact, they told the state of Texas when the legislature asked for the documents about giving 8,000 miles, it wasn't going to be 6, now it's 8,000 miles. That's more than the whole country has in toll roads. In Texas, every major road in every major city, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, El Paso. And how are they then going to fund it? They're going to put a transponder in every car and tax you as you drive down the road and track where you go and give you tickets when you speed and arrest you the minute that your insurance is out. I mean, forget the NSA spying on us. This dwarfs that.
But again, they have to do it at a local or state level. And you will recall, and I will recall, that we, I don't know who exactly was it in our community that did it, found a little clause in an insurance bill in the state legislature, was it last year, where they were trying to sneak the requirement for toll tag transponders in everybody's car under the guise of catching people that aren't insured.
And then Jeff Kantoff, one of your TV producers, actually found that, alerted me, and then it said in there, oh, and we're going to use this for the toll roads, which Rick Perry and others have said, don't worry, there won't be toll booths. It's going to be wireless. Well, here it was in the bill. We barely beat that. Thank God that Jeff Kantoff, you know, is the type of person that just spent time looking around on the state transportation website about pending legislation.
Yeah, Jeff Kantoff and Kelly Taylor are the two people that produce my local TV show called The Simple Truth, which has been on the air in Austin for 7 years now.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, it's been a while, Alex, and of course you're the guy that got me started in all this. Yeah, you messed me up big time, buddy. I was a conservative Republican, clueless, trying to figure out what the heck was going on, and then I ran into you and tried to prove you wrong, and gee, I couldn't.
Bob, shifting gears, and I want to get back into the NAFTA highways and what's happening here in Texas and how we defeat it. In this new article you've written about how Bush has signed a law basically to allow all of this federally. We had Colonel Ronald D. Ray on. He worked at the highest levels of the Pentagon under the Reagan administration, defended Michael New, was the private lawyer of the former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore. And he said, yeah, the 9/11 story is a fraud. He said that last hour. What are they going to do as more and more prominent people go public and say the official story is totally impossible?
Well, I think what they have been doing is they bring them on TV and try to make them look like idiots. It's not working, but that's what they do. Like, wasn't it just today that who was the fellow you had on the other day?
Fetzer,
Jim Fetzer, who runs that 911 Scholars for Truth. I mean, they had him on Laura Ingraham today, I believe, and she wouldn't let him talk. She'd try to make a fool out of him. You know, she would ask him questions and then jump on the top of him. He couldn't speak. He wouldn't talk. I mean, they're trying to make everyone who has woken up look like a fool, but unfortunately for them, it's just calling attention to the fact that that's what they're doing.
Do you think they miscalculated the globalists carrying out 9/11? I mean, it was so obvious. It had so many faults to it that I think they've overreached, as elites have done throughout history.
Well, I think you're right, but the fact of the matter is it's 2006 now, and they have gotten away with it for 5 years. I mean, they are slowly not getting away with it. But, I mean, look, you know, they control the mainstream press. If you go out on the street right now and ask the average guy, you know, who did September 11th, he's going to tell you Osama did it. And we got a lot of work to do. We've done a lot of work, but we've got a lot of work to do. So, you know, but I think we're winning for sure.
Well, yeah, Bob. I mean, major polls, half the people think the government did it now in a major Zogby poll. And, you know, 68% think there's a massive cover-up. So I think we're starting to, the people are starting to realize the world is really round. It's not flat like they were told.
Well, when you start hitting people directly in the face with a monthly bill for their toll tag, from their toll tag, just for driving around all over the place and going to see grandma, it's going to help wake a lot of people up. I mean, if they're going to actually send you a bill, you know, here's $200 you drove around this month, yeah, it's going to give us a lot of credibility because we've been telling them people about this for years.
But it's a lot more than $200.
Oh, whatever it's going to be. I don't know. It's 15 cents a mile just west of Austin. That's going to be, that'll effectively double the price of gas when you're on that thing.
Bob Dacey's our guest. We'll get back into the American Union and how it ties into seizing our roads and building this new superhighway that will be international.